Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, a place where Susan can introduce to you psychics, clairvoyants, past lives, and paranormal experiences. Now, here's your host, Susan Pinsky.
Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Today we have Tan Mom. She is known as Tan Mom because she used to have a really, really big tan and was in the news for a while. She is a mother of five and is calling in to get some life coaching from Sloan Bella and Rebecca Fearing.
Now. Now. You know what? No.
No what? What's wrong? You did it. I'm in.
Sweating. No, I just got in. I have a tank top on and my mink. Okay? Jiminy Cricket.
Okay.
I don't even know. Are we FaceTiming? I don't know.
You know what?
We
can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good.
I don't know if I can see you.
It's all right. We don't need to see you. We just want to hear your lovely voice. Okay, so. This is Mama Day. We have a lot of mamas calling in. So, hello, Mr. Guest. How are you today?
Hello?
It really is a mystery guest.
She's telepathically talking.
Her name's Patricia. Blonde hair.
Okay, I'll give you her first name. Her name's Patricia.
All right, I'm stretching my back. Who the hell's calling mystery man? Woman.
Mystery guest.
Okay, so this woman is. Oh, Mark Garagos just texted me and said he said the show was fun. Just so you guys know.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Anyway, so I want to just welcome Patricia to the show. She has been a guest on previous podcasts, will be on this live podcast as well. There's a long history and a story behind her that goes with my husband over the years. And we're fortunate enough to have her jovial personality. And she's very, I just have to say something. This is a podcast, so you can say whatever you want, Patricia, okay?
Okay.
And you are willing to have a psychic reading, right?
Yes.
Excellent. So nobody knows who you are, and I'm going to let the ladies just tap into your personality right now and see where it goes.
Okay, well, I'm sitting back on my bed with my fur on because I thought...
I know. I wish we could see you. We're going to figure out that during the break. We're going to try to get the video.
No, I'm like totally laying upside down, but I don't want to lose you because this took forever.
Okay, don't move too much because we don't want
to
lose you either.
Cook dinner.
Okay. Shh.
All right.
Let him tap in.
Psychic thing.
Okay. It's his second birthday, though, right?
Yes. Your birthday. Wait, really quick. Your birthday is
3/26/68.
Yes.
Okay.
A woman never tells her age, but
women should always tell their age.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, I don't care. Okay. I think I look absolutely great.
You do. Okay. Okay, Rebecca, are you tuning in here?
I'm tuning into her fur coat. Okay. I'm feeling some energy.
Oh my God. Let's team it to my new three fur coat.
Yes, I'm feeling a lot of personality in that fur coat. But you know, it's funny because it's attracting, I'm a medium, so it's attracting somebody from the other side that loves you very much and is talking and touching your fur coat right now. So I have to tell you, you're not quite alone in that bedroom right now. And
who is it?
Okay, I'm trying to figure that out. Okay, I don't know yet, but she's definitely not a Los Angeles person at all. I mean, she's a more East Coaster maybe, or she's got kind of a witty personality.
Oh, now I'm going to be with a girl?
No. You are an East Coaster. I know, it sounded like the ghost might be a woman.
No, the ghost in the bedroom is a woman.
Oh, no.
And you are.
Is she is?
I'm kidding.
Wait, the ghost in the bedroom is a woman.
Yeah, yeah. She likes her fur coat.
Oh, my God. Oh. That's so funny.
Well, yeah, we thought you were going to.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Mm-hmm. I really don't like men anymore. Oh. And you're psychic. Don't let you have tons of money. Don't bore me.
Okay. Don't say too much. Let Rebecca continue.
I'm not going to bore you. Believe me. Okay.
So anyway,
the woman that loves your fur coat. And she also told me to tell you that it's time for you to buy some new shoes though. Okay. So what's with your shoes? This person's a fashionable ghost. Do you want some new shoes? You have a lot of shoes. She told me that you're an interesting person.
Tons of shoes.
Yeah. She told me I like to look at her shoes. This ghost is interested in what you have and what belongs to you because she's a bit of a fashionista also. And I don't know if you have a big walk-in closet or something, but this is going to sound so weird, but I've never had a ghost come and want to walk me through somebody's closet. Now, I'm not going to reveal everything's in there because, you know, that would be kind of invading your privacy, but I will tell you that you have a great pair of red shoes in there that this ghost seems to like a lot. So Valentine's Day is coming up. Are you open to a relationship right now? Obviously, you may be single. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'll tell you a little formula for love. You're going to listen to me, though. Okay? This is real, and this is not bullshit. I've done a lot of test study on this. Light pink is the color for love. Take a sea salt bath. Take a dance class. Open your heart. Now, red is for sex, okay? So if you're feeling a little sexy, wear a little red, but she is so...
No.
You don't like red?
All of mine are Aldo's, Gucci... We're totally not being psychic.
No. I'm going to stay with this, okay? Just keep with me, okay? Because in the next 2 months, you're going to have some amazing interactions with people that you feel attracted to. Now, that could be sexually. It could be professionally. And I'm open up to that. I know I'm right about this, okay? You will meet somebody. It doesn't mean you have to be a lover with an Al or Alan. Keep it in mind because you have a lot to offer. I don't know what you do for a living. I don't even know who you are. But I will tell you that you're funny as all get up. But you're actually, don't let that fool you, people. This woman's smart. Very, very smart cookie. This woman, if she had her sense in the right place and where she's going to make money, you're a moneymaker. And between this year and 3 years from now, you're going to make some good prosperity. So you're joking around. We're talking about your fur coat, all your shoes. But there's another layer of you that is like, I'm not letting you deceive me. You got it going on, girl. Okay? And you are a moneymaker. And you also have some unique sense of humor and style. So you know what? This is only the beginning. You're born, like, you're young still. You're a lot younger than me. So let me tell you something. You can do this. Set your sights where you want it. Live in the future. And you got some good money coming to you. You know, it is. She's fooling around. She's joking. She's all this. That she's not, who she really is not being represented with that.
You're right on with that.
I can feel it. I can see her. I'm in the room with her. Hey, hi. Like
maybe
fur.
You're in bed with her.
No. There's somebody.
With a folk fur coat.
The blonde. Really, Rebecca.
The blonde is there. She's someone who is somehow attracted to her, not through sex, but through her wit, her style, her clothing. This person is telling me that don't let her fool you, Rebecca. She's a moneymaker. She's something else. It's not all about money. It's what you have accomplished in your life and what you will accomplish in your life. And I think it's amazing. So that's my take on it. How about you, Sloan?
Okay, here we go. Okay, so I'm going back, past lives with you, okay? I get a connection to Switzerland. I go all the way back in your family. There's a lot of secrets. You come from a very odd, and I'm almost going to say it's kind of funny you're wearing a fur coat because I feel like you have a very bohemian style family that you came from. I want to use the word bohemian, but perhaps that's the wrong word to use, but just a little bit more free and a little bit more wild than you actually would let on with the fur coat. Because fur coat, I think like private schools, country clubs, that kind of garbage, but and thank God Heidi's not hearing about the fur coat because we'd be in big trouble.
Oh, I know.
I mean, but no, I'm feeling like you actually were a lot more free growing up, and I get a connection to the family. There's a lot of secrets. You bring those secrets forward with you, and for some reason, in the past like 15 months, you've been either researching or going over past family history, trying to figure this out. There's a connection to something very prominent in history. It's not a war connection. It's not like that, but there's a lot of secrets that come through your family. You, as a result, are very secretive, although you're very outgoing in other ways, and that's a way to hide yourself by being outgoing, actually. That's what they're showing me. This comes from, and there's a weird.
So true.
This comes from, okay. Gosh, I want to say this.
Tons of money.
Yeah, your mother Your mother had...
Is a loser.
Okay, no. I can't call your mother a loser. Being a mother, I can't say it to another mother. But anyway...
Her mother was a loser.
I am a mother.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Your mother was not behaving properly. But she had one sister, correct? Your mother's... You have one aunt that you were... You were one aunt...
Oh, my
that
mother?
Your mother.
Had...
I'm getting...
A brother.
Okay. I'm getting one... I want to say sister, aunt in the family connected to a different country in
Europe.
Is her
brother trans?
No, it might be. It might be, you know, I don't know. I want to say mother, sister, because I'm hearing the word sister when it comes through. But I'm getting this, and it's older than her. But I'm getting a connection to Europe with this. So I feel like you're going to do something that's connected to this. It's funny because your energy, you're very open, but yet not open. You don't want us to know this yet because it's something on your psyche that you don't want people to know about you. And it's nothing... I don't think it's about you, but it's about the family history per se. So it just keeps
going. Holy Jiminy.
That's what I feel. Like I go right to that.
Right. And she comes from a lot of money. I know. I saw money around her. So it's,
I'm shocked that she's wearing a fur coat. I'm saying she was a lot more bohemian growing up. I'm saying no money. Like, I mean, if she had money, that was
what the heck is bohemian?
Okay.
Like free spirit. Free like spirit. Not like you didn't set the table every night. Yeah. You just kind of were on your own.
Oh, no. My family was beyond strict.
Yeah,
and
they were.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting, because I'm surprised she's wearing, your family comes from somewhere where they're not telling the truth about who they are. Okay. I'm seeing that. I promise you that. Whoever they presented themselves as and whoever you are not that way. They are not that way. It's a secret coming into it. I don't know if they came from somewhere else and pretended to be something.
I don't get that. What do you mean by that?
Okay. Maybe that means like there were family secrets.
There were family secrets. I'm seeing the family.
Yeah. I was raped my whole life from my family.
Oh. Okay. That would
she
work.
Was what?
Raped.
Oh, goodness. Okay. This is a secret sign. This is why I'm getting confusion.
There was
sign.
A, yeah, there was a facade. There was
yeah,
a
no,
facade
that's what I'm
in
saying.
Your family.
It's a facade.
I was molested by my family.
That's pretty bohemian, though, I have to say. That's not it. I mean, your family was
so
strict.
What is bohemian?
Bohemian's kind of like hippies or just sort of free spirited or, you
not
know.
Not traditional.
No, very rich. That. Everything.
Now let me can I interject a little bit? The woman that's on the side, her name might have been Rose. She told me, Rebecca, don't let this fool you. She comes and she is money. They're very, very, what they seem is not what is with eyes. I'm not going to tell you what you're getting, but I get where you're going with that, because the facade of money and proper etiquette is the secrets are that they're not really like they're doing something that's totally inappropriate and abusing her.
Yeah. Okay, well then that's
yeah,
that's
you're getting it.
I'm getting that's what I'm seeing, but I'm also getting the European connection to it, and I feel like this goes all the way back in
the
family.
Are you European?
Well,
Patricia?
Switzerland in particular. I'm getting a connection to Switzerland. I don't know.
I'm
Polish.
Close
100%.
Enough.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I don't know what the heck that.
I don't
means
even know where that is in reference to Switzerland.
About.
No, I'm getting the connection.
Poland's
from past
kind of
life.
Close to Switzerland.
Okay, I'm getting the past.
It's pretty close. Yeah, it's Europe. It's right over the hill.
I'm getting, like Hollywood. I'm getting the connection.
You got that square.
Yeah, I'm getting the connection from past lives, coming into this life with the connection from Europe coming forward and the secrets in the family all the way from that point in time forward.
Right.
I am still getting somebody. I want to use the word sister. I'm going to say aunt. I'm going to say it in your family. I don't know whose side of the family it is, if it's your father's sister or your mother's sister, because you said your mother doesn't have a sister. But I'm getting an aunt. This woman is in spirit and I feel looks very much like you. I feel also it's extremely strange. Somebody is not telling you their lineage in the family. So there's a secret. Like somebody was either put out of the family, brought back into the family. Somebody's hidden. Somebody isn't of the family that says they're of the family. I'm getting that as well.
Well,
so I don't know if that's common knowledge or what, but
do you think it'd be?
Oh my God! They always lie to me. So
they tell you you're not theirs or you are theirs, because I'm actually getting that somebody is lying about who they are. I don't think it's you, though. I mean, I know you're not lying. I don't think they're talking about you, is what I'm saying.
No, Czechoslovakia. They were in so many different
Switzerland. They
it's kind of like if you were Jewish and you were afraid to say you're Jewish, so then they changed the name. I don't think it's that, but I'm tapping.
I'm not Jew.
No, you're not. But it's,
I don't care if any what religion anyone is.
Right. But it, I feel secrets too. But I was thinking it's more with some.
It's also
a
with
name.
The, it's also with the bloodline.
Yeah.
There's, but there's, it's the bloodline. It's how we present ourselves, the bloodline. So I've got this in my bloodline, but I'm not going to admit that I have this in my bloodline. So I'm just going to pretend I have that. I'm seeing that. And it's really interesting because I'm going to say this to you too. Forgive me for saying this, but I do feel with you in the past. Oh, I'm going to say 8 or 9 months. I feel like on an emotional level, this has been very difficult for you. I don't know what happened, but there's been a loss during this time for you. And I'm not seeing clearly what it is, but you feel lost personally. So this has prompted you to start thinking differently. And
completely lost.
You feel completely what, hon?
Lost.
Lost. Okay. This has prompted you to start thinking differently. With where you're,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to tell you to take the risk and do it. I don't know why they're telling me to say that to you. I don't know what you're risking, but you're supposed to do it. And by the way, you are actually not crazy. Like, I know that you think you are crazy.
I don't think I'm crazy. People say I am. I have.
You're not. You're not actually crazy. I'm just hearing that they think that you think that you're crazy. Okay, so this is people telling you that.
No, I'm not.
No, I know you're not, honey. I know you're finally going to take the action. No, I know you're not. You're going to take the action you need to move forward, and I'm seeing you actually do that. The other thing I'm seeing with you for some reason, and this is weird, you're extremely how do I want to word this? You are in dream state quite a lot when I'm looking at you. So you're not, I almost feel like you need to ground yourself into the ground. Like, I don't know what you do or don't do, but
yes.
you're not grounded at all. You're out of your body. They're actually showing me that. That's why you don't feel well. And this can bring disease. Well, not disease. Let me word this differently. This can change the way the health processes through
Thank
your body,
you.
Which is a concern for you. And so there's so many health concerns going on right now, but I feel like...
Yep.
You have to ground yourself. You are not grounded. I'm talking spiritually, not from any drug, not from any alcohol, not from cigarettes. I'm talking literally. Your little body is outside of your other body. So your physical's in the etheric, and that's what's causing the physical problems. It's causing you to lose time and memory. That's what
yes,
they're showing
and
me.
And I can't. No, because you don't have to be beaten up. You can be mentally abused. Now, I'm going through at almost 50, and I am a beautiful, smart person.
Of course.
And I feel so low, and I'm a really, really nice person.
She is an absolutely
Hold on a second
person.
Here. Does she use a different name?
Patricia?
Yeah. There's a different name for her, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Because this here, she does this too. Her family does this. What the hell are they all doing? Change the
name. Well, can I?
There's a different name she uses.
She's called, okay. She's called Tan Mom.
Oh, okay. There's a different name. They're just telling me this.
Yes. Okay. Can I say something about you, though? I want to tell you that she's actually a very high-minded, brilliant woman that when you were young, they beat you down when you, and she's very, very psychic.
That's why she's out of her body.
She's extremely psychic. And she also is, if she hadn't been in certain circumstances, she has also some kind of healing. She has like a medical symbol above her, but it's not actually, oh, God, it's hard to explain. You're much more than what people would perceive.
No, really. Absolutely.
She's brilliant. She's kind. She's generous. She's funny as all get up. And because you're such a bright star, there are a lot of people try to beat you down, beat you down, beat you down. Those
yes,
are like
it feels like that.
She came
her.
From around a lot of people that were maybe sociopaths.
Yeah, she's been through a lot of trauma.
And they all
in her
changed
life.
Their name, and she mm-hmm. changes their name or given a different name. This is part. This is what actually I'm going to tell you this. Between now and June, you're going to go in somewhere and fix this once and for all. Mm-hmm. You actually need to do it. There's another problem that you're having. When I see you look at yourself, you don't actually know who you are, if I'm going to word it that way to you. So you have not developed who you are, even though you are who you are.
She's trying.
Yeah, no, that's where she's going in. So I don't know where she's going to, but I'm seeing it in June. Somebody's putting her in somewhere in June.
Where are you going, Patricia?
You're going in the place of amazing. She's an amazing person.
No, she is. I
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. She's finally taking.
I don't want to go into any more places.
You're going
it's
some.
The people around me.
No,
I don't
it sounds like you're going to go in and and something. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's taking the risk. I'm saying she has to do it to ground herself.
Yes.
So she can transfer. And then I'm going to tell you what that is.
Wait, hold on.
I got to say this. Just let me get it out and I'll shut up. By the time you hit your 52nd birthday, this is resolved. Okay. And there's actually a chance for you to make a name for yourself in a different way if you fix it now, but it has to be by June. If you don't, you're going to cause yourself more problem and get off of that cycle. That's just what I'm hearing to tell you.
Well, you know what is important for you?
Wait. Let's let Patricia validate some of this stuff so she can – because we gotta work in one step at a time here and let her have her stream
of
thought.
It's just a lot about sun. I see the sun being good for her. Sun, because dark places were always dark places.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Okay, are you okay, Patricia? I can hear you crying.
Yep.
I'm so sorry.
Nothing to be sorry about.
Are you okay?
Yeah, but the thing is that, a couple of seconds.
Okay, so does any of this stuff make sense to you? I mean, I know it's a lot to take. She was giving you a lot of information, and it's all going to be on audio, so you'll be able to listen again and really listen to what she said. But from what I know about you, is that you're strong. You're a very strong individual, and you're more than what the persona is that they've portrayed you in television and radio. And you're a great mom. You've come a long way in this life. You're walking around in a fur coat. That is like, a sign of happiness and fun and prosperity. You're a great person. And you've been through a lot of trauma in your life. I mean, this woman was, traumatized by her family and then also kidnapped.
I was proclaimed dead twice.
Yeah, yes. I know that about her.
And so, but the stuff that Sloan's picking up on is that since
I've met... And then I'm gonna say something before anyone interacts, if I may.
Yes.
I'm gonna be 50. So there's three stages in your life. You have when you're born, there's the middle, and I would like to prosper towards the end. Yes. Meaning I'm turning 50, and I want to make the best decisions for my children, and I'm not waiting till June. I don't have that time frame.
That's the time frame I'm seeing for you. It's going to be June. I don't know why. I'm not saying you're waiting. I'm saying it's going to be June. That's just wherever it is you're going. I'm seeing them take you in. You're not being put anywhere. That's not what I mean. You're choosing to go in June. But it changes the rest.
Choosing to go like where?
Choosing to go in June what?
I feel like you're going to some sort of either rehab or rehabilitation or vacation. Call it whatever you want. Call it spiritual grounding. Call it whatever. You actually have to get back in your body. That's what they're showing me. I'm not talking about anything that normal people talk about on Earth. Like you. Need...
Oh, I definitely have to get back in my body.
That's where you're going. You're
I'm
doing
on the phone right now.
Yeah, you're doing something to do that, to facilitate it, that is going away from where you are to somewhere else where they can facilitate it. For all I know, it could be like an ashram in India, whatever. You're going to do this from June onward. I'm seeing it. And within 2 years, you will have a different career. I'm not telling you it has to take that long. That's just what I'm seeing. And yes, I can be wrong. I'm not perfect. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm seeing.
Perfect.
Yeah, nobody. Mm-hmm. Well, but that's what I'm seeing.
No, but you know what I'm getting? I think when she left her body the second time, there was a big conversation with God whether she wanted to come back. So the fact of going in and out of the body, I did see that. I was wondering, but she's alive. I wonder if she had a near-death experience. So you have to remember, and like I remember that we choose to come here and you chose the second time to stay here. And I'm looking at you as this amazing person that you have all of this talent. You have to remember that because you're a bright star that somebody tried to tarnish and you have to wipe it clean. Sun is good for you. Dark places isn't so great. You are a great mom. You have a son, a boy that I see all around you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And he,
I have five kids.
Yeah. You have a lot of kids.
But my little one and Addison,
But they look up to you like, yeah, your boy is like intuitive, creative. I don't know. He's something else too. So, you know, in the midst of all of this craziness and almost evil, you've turned out with a lot of good kids.
That is it. The evil.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
But can you remember, Susan, just 1 second. Let me tell you something. You were destined for greatness. And there are two sides of the coin. There is the dark side and the light side. Do not lose sight of your destiny for greatness. Don't lose sight of it because you've been challenged. You've been
Do. Why would I be here?
Right. You're here because of that. That's why you said when you went out of the body, talked to God, you said, hell no, I'm not staying here. I'm going back. I got kids. I have to complete my destiny. You've been through more than most people. And yes, you turned out great. I mean, you still have a sense of humor. You're a great mom.
Does.
You have money. Have money. You will make money. And you're an inspiration to even me and even to Sloan and to Susan and to many people. The one thing I want to say to you is don't forget sight of who you are, what you came here for, no matter what you're faced with, okay? Because you have two angels on your side, and one is a female, one is a man, and they're going to push you forward. Between now and June, you're going to make some big decisions. And boy, I want to hear your successes because it's going to be great. The one thing I tell you, please take care of your back tooth. Don't let anything get infected because you'll get sick from that. Yeah, it's just a tooth.
And make sure you have snow tires.
It's just a tooth.
So Patricia.
Yeah, my tooth is killing me, yeah.
So how about you quit doing Stern?
I couldn't hear that. What?
How about you stop doing Stern and you start like more of a private life?
Inadvertently, I have.
Good. Because I think... I think you're...
Listen.
Okay, go ahead.
No, they call me and I just decline a lot. Mm-hmm. I just want to focus a lot more on my kids and my health.
Absolutely. I mean, we all make...
They're scared about what has gone on.
Yeah.
And I'm married to idiots.
Is there something going on in your life right now that you know that you feel uncomfortable with?
They just won't go away. You know, it's like a bug. You just want to squash.
No.
You know, and interferes in my reactions of what I need to do, but I don't like it.
Well, by the way, your hair looks gorgeous and you're going to accomplish your goal. You'll put your boundaries with these people. The problem is they know how to get you to react and they cross their boundaries. So you're going to set some boundaries and I think you're going places. I'm telling
you.
It's
not working. So,
well, I think what I might say, I'm sorry to interrupt. I think what I might say to you is what you experienced is not just personal to you. It happens to everybody. There's nobody on this planet that isn't abused, period, end of conversation, in one way or another. Okay? Something happens.
Exactly.
If you don't get it in childhood, it happens in midlife. If you don't get it in midlife, it happens to your grandkids. It's just the way this planet works. So now you have to walk through that and not even worry about it. So it's time to actually let go of that. So I think some kind of like biofeedback or hypnotherapy, along with grounding yourself, Reiki, into your body and start doing that. I also feel like you need to do something where you cleanse more. I think that that would actually help you. But I think you have to approach it like a warrior or like pregnancy when you push a kid out. Like how you don't get scared, you just push the kid out. I think you have to do it that way.
She needs a salt room. That would be in Vegas, Santa Barbara. I don't know if they have in the East Coast. But look it up. Salt rooms will help you with pineapple juice.
Yeah. I like that.
I want to meet her in person. Let's go where she is. Look, and I go to Jersey because I have clients there. So we're going to come see you. We're going to cheer you up. I'm going to give you a healing. I work as a powerful healer.
Yes.
And you know what? Let your personality work for you, not against you. She has a little bit of hyperactivity, but it's okay. She's funny as all get up.
Yeah, she really
And you know
is.
What? She just maybe is a little grounding. Because she
has I'm really okay. It's mm-hmm. just, and then you run around like, you're okay. And then...
Well... That's because you're a trauma survivor. So you push it down, and you think, okay, you kind of become a different personality, you know, to overcome what's happened in your past. So it's probably a really good idea if we like figure out a way to get you in therapy and help you with your self-esteem, maybe get off the Stern.
I have great self-esteem. esteem. I just don't like the people around me.
Right. You're going to change that. We thank God we have the power to do that.
I got to finish dinner.
Okay. You want to go do that now or
talk if you want?
Okay. All right. Okay. I think they've said pretty much everything mm-hmm. they wanted to say, but I if you have any more.
No, questions. I don't think it really came to the answer.
Okay. What's the question?
You're going to the treatment in June. I said it.
What do I do?
Okay.
You need to go get some medical.
Forget
help.
All this. Going to rehab.
No. Yes, in June. Thanks. Yes, please.
Oh, well, are you using? Are you using? Okay. Is she using? Yeah. Okay. So we. I don't know. I don't.
Oh,
know
you have to. Sorry.
Using what?
Like, do you drink a lot and stuff like that?
Oh, my God.
That's what she's saying.
If I had the time, if I could go out, that would be great. Yeah, I'll have a couple glasses of wine here and there.
Okay, good. Me too. So, well, I think it's, we just need to look at ourselves constructively sometimes. And what Sloan's trying to say is that she thinks that you're going to get, you're going to start really thinking about that
for you
a little bit more seriously.
Mm-hmm. Take the risk and do it. It's worth it for you. It's going to put you in a whole different direction.
A glass of wine is 100 calories. So,
okay.
I'm not into that.
Okay.
I want to work out more.
Yes.
And
good.
Wake up early. Go to bed early.
I wake up at 5:30. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Because she has kids.
Yeah, that's
true. They get you out of bed.
You know what I think? Look, you have PTS. It's pretty simple. Post-traumatic syndrome. It's never been really dealt with properly because it's not easy to get over sexual abuse.
What does that mean?
PTSD.
Yep, post-traumatic syndrome. You have trauma. So in order to deal with the trauma, the very first thing I say, get dealing with the trauma. It's PTSD.
I have a good idea, though.
Yeah,
let's talk about this tomorrow and how we're going to do this with Dr. Drew, because he always can.
He's the expert.
He can somehow bring this to light for you and be of service.
Yeah.
I think
we
can help you.
Perfect.
It's not a negative thing. Like, listen, I went to AA and in May because I felt like I was drinking too much and I didn't drink for 45 days and I felt great. But I went to AA just because I said, you know what? I can't do it without it. Mm-hmm. And it's not really my thing because I still drink, but I don't drink like I did. Like sometimes it gets out of control, but literally,
exactly.
I mean, listen, I just felt like it was, I was losing control.
Well, you know what the thing is, and I've had post-traumatic syndrome.
I still drink. But I made it 45
days. Please go to
days.
The AA meet as I spit on you. Please go back to the AA and tell them that.
No, it's one day at a time.
No, I'd rather go to the country club and work out this whole.
Right, and maybe you just need therapy. Maybe
the
just
thing is, when Dr.
Drew
you
can help her, for sure,
is you're going to do stupid stuff to yourself.
Yes.
When you are around negative people.
But that's a choice.
It brings
you down. That's a choice. You do not have to be around them. That you have to get to.
Yes.
That's going to take you to get to June. That's what you have to you have to think from that capacity. You're not obligated to be around anyone, whether you're married
abusive.
To them or gave birth to them or they're your parents or your grandparents or the Pope. Or Brad Pitt. I got to throw him into everything, but it doesn't matter. You don't have to be around them, but you have to.
Oh, my God. Wait.
I shouldn't have said it.
What's his name? Not Denzel Washington. Morgan Freeman.
He's a bastard.
I love that guy.
She likes him. You know what?
No,
she's attracted to sociopath.
I hate that guy.
Didn't he date his grandmother? I mean, his granddaughter.
An omelet in a minute.
Okay. Of course. Okay.
I
have to step
omelets.
Off camera.
It's okay.
Especially if I don't have to make
See,
them.
This is what I love about Patricia is that she just picks right up and keeps on moving. So, and you know what? I'm supportive of that. I'm not trying to bum your high or anything, but I really want to, let you go make dinner for the kids because I feel bad. And we have another caller calling in and you are probably my favorite, guests so far, definitely. You made me admit I went to AA in May.
I did. That's okay. Just don't tell anyone.
Well, when my dad died, I kept drinking, you know, and I had a really bad year. And I just got to a point where I was like, okay, I want to drink too much. And then I went, and Drew goes, you know, you should probably go to AA. And I said, okay.
No, you lose your brain because you're incapacitated. Now I'm going to give you my AA story. You're incapacitated around idiots. So then you'll have a cocktail or 20.
Oh, God. So. Oh. Yeah, so that's where we don't want to be. I mean, no. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to wake up the morning, or I don't want to get on a plane and have a drink.
Forget
I don't
that wanna... whole feeling. That's a nightmare.
No, I don't want to do that. And that's the whole thing about, you know, being in recovery.
Drinking too much. Yeah, I know the whole story. I'm almost 50.
There's a good chance that it has escalated for you, and it's a good time to get help. So we want you to do that. That'll help you a lot in your life, grounding yourself, and also, you know, continuing.
So when are we all going to go out and have cocktails?
Not soon.
Well, you know what? No, Susan, let's see. I just want to cut in here.
Okay.
Look at, she's the master of her own ship, but because she was traumatized from a very, and we know this, I'm not a psychologist, from a very young age, she has, her navigational system is off a little bit, okay?
Right.
It's sort of rocky, rocking and rolling. My opinion as a psychic, and also from all my experience that I've seen with people that have been abused, is that she needs to address the PTS.
Yes.
And until she does that, she'll want to self-medicate.
Wait, I didn't hear what she's...
Okay, because of your trauma from a very, maybe of the age of 2, maybe sooner, I don't know, your navigation system's off a little bit, okay? Because you weren't raised in a normal situation, so how could you have a learned behavior as a normal situation? So I'm saying, I am right about that. Ask Drew about that. PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes, and you have it bad.
You need a therapist. Mm-hmm. You probably need a psychiatrist just to make sure that you get meds for whatever reason. And that's, you know, that's a good way to go. You don't have to go to rehab unless you're unable to stop drinking.
No, thank you.
No. And the other thing...
I don't sit around drinking bottles or whatever.
Well, no, that's fine. I know you're too busy. You're a mom. But the point is, it's not really, it's not really that, you know, hard to do.
I want to be happy. I don't want to be around...
Well, this is our
joy. Yeah, because they like this. She has a lot of succubus, a lot of joy suckers.
Yes.
But you know what?
There's a lot of people out there like
it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So okay. Your joy is being sucked out of you. But you'll want to self-medicate sometimes because your trauma comes back up. And you'd be surprised.
Yes.
A smell could do that. A verb could do that.
We know that.
Yeah. And so when you get rid of the PTSD, and you can have Drew help you. And also, you have a little bit of hyperactivity, which isn't bad, but nobody ever diagnosed you. So you didn't know. You're just like being yourself.
So now what we have to do is we have to let you go because there's two other people that I promised to have a quick reading. And I want you to go make dinner for your kids. We love you so much.
Okay, I love you guys. Thank you.
Love you too.
Love your style. Love your fur coat. Love your hairdo. I can see it. Remote viewing.
All right, we're gonna take a break and be back. I got to tell you about Hydralyte. Drew introduced this product to me last year, and I've been using it almost every day since. It's a drink you mix that keeps you really hydrated, especially after a Bahama cruise. All my friends on the cruise loved it. This time of year, it's nearly impossible to avoid getting sick, and staying well hydrated is crucial. If you manage not to catch something, it's so easy to get dehydrated just because we're all so busy and never manage to drink enough water during the day. That's the beauty of Hydralyte. Whether you're sick or not, you can absolutely benefit from the proper balance of sodium, glucose, and water. And Hydralyte does this better than sports drinks with 75% less sugar. Hydralyte comes in great flavors like orange, berry, and lemonade, and is available as a pre-mixed drink, a powder, or my favorite, fizzy little tablets you can drop into a glass or a bottle of water. Order Hydralyte today at Hydralyte.com/Dr. Drew. That's Hydralyte.com/Dr. Drew. For a limited time, my listeners can save 30% on Hydralyte. Just click the banner on my site or the drdrew.com site and use code DrDrew18 at checkout. That's DRDREW18. Okay, well, we're back. Hi, Brianna. Welcome to Calling Out. I'm here with Rebecca. And she's going to tap into what's going on with you.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, you did have a question, though. I know that.
Yes, I did.
What was your question?
If I will have another child.
You know what? Actually, when I was looking at you, she has a very pink aura, which indicated it was about love. And I would have to say yes. It's going to take a little bit. Make sure you're in the position to do that. But my first take is, if you're happy with the father and you feel comfortable with his genetic coding, I would have to say absolutely.
Okay.
Woohoo! How old are you?
I'm 26. Okay. And I have a six-year-old.
Okay, so it's, you're pretty young. So.
Yeah. No, but when I looked at her, I actually was picking up love, romance, and the man around her. So I didn't see any real health problems that would hinder her completely. Just, be prepared. And I feel yes.
Eat a lot of folic acid and don't let your husband take hot jacuzzis. And he should eat vitamin C.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, good. So, hey, I think you make pretty babies, and I don't know. I see two, so I don't know if twins run in your family, but I'm kind of looking at a boy rather than a girl, but I'm not always 100% on that, but a healthy baby for sure.
That's good.
And then if you think you have any problems, go to the doctor and just check up.
Right.
Yeah, I have.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, K.A., how's it going?
Good, baby. How are you?
Were you listening to Tan Mom?
I was.
Oh, my gosh. So disheartening, isn't it? I love
Absolutely.
Her. She really has a strong spirit, and I know the world loves to make fun of her, but honest to Pete, she's got so much, out of all the whackpackers, she's really not a whackpacker. I've met some whackpackers, and they are just the lowest form of society. I'm telling you, they're all on Social Security. They're all men. They're complete sociopaths. She's actually just had such a shit sandwich for a life that it's like when you hear her story, you just go, holy crap. She was raped. She was kidnapped. She was beaten. She was, left for dead. She was left trapped in a, it's bad. The PTSD is beyond belief.
Yeah, I know.
And if you listen to, we did a show called Howard Vortex, and we interviewed her, and it's on the Dr. Drew thing, but we're also doing this live tomorrow. And honestly, her whole life, it's no wonder that she broke down, and you guys got into her soul. Maybe she has a drinking problem. Maybe she needs to move on, but I'd love to help her. I really would. So anyways, we want to give you a psychic reading now.
I actually think I've seen her before now that I think about it. I know what she looks like.
Okay.
Okay.
She's really cool. Okay. So this is one of my best buddies on the Bahama Mamas. We're going to get Sloan in here. We're going to give you a quick reading. But is there anything that you want to particularly know?
I don't think so, y'all.
No? You just want us to tap in?
Absolutely.
Just tap into the... Tap into the mind of Alabama's biggest mama. And I don't mean that a bit. I mean fan.
Absolutely.
Thank God you're not calling her fat. Yeah.
Nah. No, we're beautiful inside and out, all of us. So Sloan's here and she's there. We're cutting it close on the end. So I just wanted to see if they could tap into anything with K.A. because I adore this woman.
Well, Sloan, you want to go first and then I'll take over?
What's your birthday? And then tell me your name.
5/27/67. Mm-hmm. And it's Catherine Elise Gagne.
Oh, nice. Yeah, beautiful. I know, you go by a nickname because why not? Okay, really interesting with you. There's some real contemplative stuff going on with you. As much fun as you had on the trip on the boat, you're actually wanting to change the direction of your life, and it's coming very close, within 4 weeks, boom. I'm not sure what's popping in, but it's going to make you see the world differently, and you are going on somewhat of a spiritual journey. I'll call it a spiritual journey for lack of a better word, but you're going on some kind of a journey spiritually that's going to make you see the world differently, because that's what's been lost recently, is a loss of faith. So the loss of faith has caused you to think differently. You tell people you have faith, but deep down you don't really, I can't say you don't, but you don't really think it the same way. And I'm seeing you look through different eyes within about 4 weeks. I feel not upset about this, but I feel like you're moving the way you should be moving, which can be difficult. So I'll equate that with like childbirth, because you're doing what you should be doing, but it can be painful at times. But in the end, you have the result and it's a good thing. This is how I'm seeing it for you, but I'm seeing it like within the next 4 weeks, the early part of March. So February, March. And I'm going to ask you to be really careful about what you do medically towards the middle to end of summer, because I feel like you're thinking electively with this. And I would say to you, you do whatever you want. I'm all for everybody doing whatever the hell they want. But I would tell you to hold off probably half a year before you do it. I don't know why I want to say that to you. Are you planning something like this? Well, maybe you don't want to admit it, but I feel like you should hold off on it.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like you will be safer after 6 months, after that time frame, as I bang the microphone and make loud noises.
She's very excited about
it. Yeah, I'm excited. But yeah, so I feel that. But I do feel your life's going
where I go dial in?
Wait. Somebody else is dialing in. Hold on a second.
I think she knows what I'm talking about with that.
Okay, what is she talking about, K.A.?
I don't know, but I'm going to have to work on it, y'all.
Yeah? Yeah? You think that you can do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, what I'm looking at with you. Oh, I'm sorry. She's going to cut you off. Are you sure? Okay. Is the first thing I wanted to talk about her ancestry. It'd be fun if you didn't mind to do 23andMe or one of those, because you have some very, very colorful people that are coming in, but they're from, they could even be from the 1800s. So I'm curious, do you know your history? Do you know the part? Your name sounds French, but that doesn't mean you're French. But do you know anything about people that came from into and all around America? Was it early America by any chance?
I'm not for certain about that. My father's side is Lebanese and my mama's side is Cajun. So it's a lot of spice, but.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
It's all the above.
Yeah. Cause the cake. Yeah. They kind of make
colorful
sense.
Do you mean black?
No, colorful. Well, No. I have to tell you something too. No, the colorful is because the German.
Cajun.
Personality.
But let me tell you something. No, the Cajun world has also a German influence, because there used to be the German Bayou. So you may
have
a German and a little bit of a French ancestry. And so when I'm looking at them, they're interesting people. Obviously, if that's Cajun, it could be by Louisiana or something similar. I also feel very strongly like to tell you that you have, you wouldn't know this about her by looking at her. She has a bit of a musical mind. So anything to do with...
She has a brilliant mind.
Yeah, she's got a mind where I feel music notes all around you. So playing music or playing and piano. You had some people in your family that were musicians. I don't even know if you know that. Maybe piano, maybe wind, but they were definitely thinking music. So anything to do with that is going to be important. You also think like a writer. So writer, musician, and also you have a great sense of humor. Also, that makes me laugh so hard. I'm not a doctor, of course, but anything I would look at is your left knee or leg, and just again, our teeth. I mean, look at my eyes to get mine fixed, but it isn't that you have bad teeth, but teeth can cause infections and you want to stay anything away from in the lung area. So whatever you do for that, make sure it's healthy.
Okay.
I also see you have long life, and you also do have a daughter, because I feel a young woman, really cute, really beautiful, very attached to you.
We do have a daughter.
Right. And she can go far in life, not only with your wit, your tenacity, but also because you're allowing her to develop her own individuality, which is really great. Your house, you had a single family house. I don't know if it has a two-story, but it's not an apartment or condo. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And on the other side of the house, I see a dog barking, but I'm not sure. I think that's your neighbor's dog. But anyway, there's, I feel like I gotta want to go to the side of the house, maybe where you're doing some work or will be having some work done. So anything in construction, just get the right people. It's going to happen for you.
We are having a ton of work done.
Yeah. I can
wow,
see
y'all.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh?
And I'm also feeling that
they can see your house.
Yeah.
Tell me about her closet.
No, I can't see her house.
I want you to see her closet. She's got what color?
All of them.
What color is her favorite color in her closet?
Well, I just want to tell you something that. Look, the thing is about the workmen that are working towards the back of the house, just make sure you're – now I have to go there because this is important. You don't want any electrical mishaps. So if you're getting electrical work done, make sure they're coated and have the most professional, okay? Because aren't you doing something with that plumbing, electrical? I don't know. I keep focusing on electrical though.
Thank you. We are.
Yeah. Okay. And the other thing, your closet, I have no idea. I went in there. I'm like purple. But you know what I mean? I'm just feeling like you have an amazing house. You have positive energy in there. Someone's a darn good cook in your house. Mm-hmm. Love your daughter. Yeah. Love your hubby. He's fun. And you know what?
I'm moving in.
Yeah. We're coming over.
And my favorite color is shiny, y'all.
Oh, shiny.
Shiny.
Okay. Shiny, silver, gold. Shiny, I don't know, but it's
shiny
all,
red.
Yeah, I didn't know. I just was like, you know what? It's colorful. It's beautiful.
Roll tight.
Yeah. And I just want to like just see what you have in there, and it's kind of fun. But I'm just more focused on keeping you safe during the construction, making sure they do a good job. You have your granny behind you. And so it's not your mom. It's not your mom. It's your grandmother. She said, I'm her mother, mama. Or what do they say in the South? Mama?
Mama.
Yeah, mama. She's mama. Your mama. I was just in Alabama, so I had a good time there. I love
Bama,
Alabama.
Bama, mama?
Yeah, Bama, mama. Okay. And would you have known the name of Ruth Ann or Ruthie? Do you know what that means to you?
No, I don't.
Keep it in mind. This person's alive, and she seems like a nice person, but you make your own decision about this, okay? You have an amazing life. You have the cutest little grandkids. I keep picking up twins. I don't know, because I'm around the triplet lady here.
Oh, but, my mom's a twin. Yeah. So there's going to be some twins somewhere.
Yeah, so it's probably your mother's mother that I'm talking to, because she kept saying twins, twins.
That's true.
Yeah, that's who she is. Okay, so let me tell you something. You have an amazing life, street smart.
She does.
Have beautiful kids. You have the daughter, but you were supposed to have a son, too. I'm not sure.
We have a son.
Yeah, okay. Because I looked at your script, your Akashic records, I guess, and there's a boy and a girl. And I don't know if you like to travel. Yeah. Put on your wish list where you want to go. You're going to be great. But just be a little careful in slippery weather or where it's a lot of weight. Like, you got to put your weight balanced, because you don't want to hurt your knee.
Funny.
Thanks, y'all.
Yeah. So I'm amazed. I'm coming over to your
she's
house.
She's laughing at my AAKA.
I'm laughing at her because she's making me laugh. So you gotta yell at your friend over here.
Can I ask you a question?
We don't get out much.
Yeah. Whatever it is, I was laughing at her in AA. It was hysterical.
I went to AA.
But you escaped.
Listen, I
she came looking for me, y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
I felt like actually it was kind of cool because
because I got to lie with the rest of them.
No, I did really great for 45 days, but it was so cool though to go there and see.
I love Alabama.
See how that works.
I do.
Because it really did work for me.
She's
it
talking
me,
about AA.
It kept me sober for 45 days, Alabama. But I also realized that.
Did you hear yourself?
No.
45
That's a long time for me. Shut up. Just because you don't drink. I don't drink.
The point is to go on with the AA.
Yeah. It's not for me. But
said every alcoholic on the planet.
I can't help it. I have to keep drinking. But I don't. I'm not.
This isn't funny.
I'm sorry.
Look at. She's like. I thought this was my
session. Drinking is important, y'all. I kept telling Sue that on the cruise.
I have to stop.
I'm gonna go on the cruise with you guys next time. Okay, you gotta
invite me. I'll be back.
Yeah,
I know you will.
I'll keep coming back at some point. Yeah. No, I literally. I've chosen to, you know,
drink.
Yes. But not as much as I was drinking. I found I was kind of losing control a little bit, so I wanted to try it.
Okay, as the Catholics say, everything in moderation.
It's
Susan.
Not for me.
That's right.
Moderation, Susan.
It's not for me. No, and I
moderation.
Listen. Except diamonds. Yeah. No moderation.
That's right. Throw me some diamonds, some sexy men, a little glass of something spicy,
crack
and I'm
everything. Once in a while,
A jalapeno margarita. We're from next
what?
Close to Mexico. Okay, yeah. So gotta get it spicy.
Jalapeno margarita.
Yeah, I love it.
Sounds disgusting.
No, it's a jalapeno martini. That's what it is.
No, I was very proud of myself when I was flying home. I didn't have a drink on the plane. I was like, mm-hmm. I'm done. I had fun on the week, you know, on the cruise and everything. And I got on the plane. I was like,
I got alcohol poisoning. Was transferred to the hospital.
Probably. No.
It's not our fault if we were overserved, y'all.
I know, right? Those cruise ship men, whatever.
Did you have one of those hats on, Susan, where you had the beer, you know, like?
No, but I did get the beverage team hat, didn't I, Sue? I did get my trophy.
Oh, I did. There was something with a hat. Okay, is that what it was? I want one of those hats, okay?
She's an overachiever with the beverage team. Gold medal.
Mardi Gras right around the corner, y'all. You have to set goals.
She won. Oh, I'm going to that. I love it. You know those
Where
ghosts?
Do you live exactly? I forget.
They follow me.
In Florida. Okay. In Florida. In Clearwater.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We'll be there.
Okay. This is where my...
Come on, y'all.
I know. I love this woman. You guys,
come on, y'all. We're coming down.
I'm going to visit her.
Yeah.
Funny. Just so cute. And I
she
loved
has
all the...
construction.
I loved all the Bahama Mamas.
You got to put your construction hat on. You can't come. No. What was it? Beverage hat?
Yeah. Beverage.
It's a beverage team hat, y'all. I have it. Sue saw it the last time.
I know.
You can't beat them. Join them, Sloan. I'm sorry.
I know. I'm going. going, I said. You heard me. I'm going. Oh, I got my hat. I'm going.
Poor Cassandra.
We did plan a few trips under the influence, y'all. I promise.
Okay, good. I'm coming. And I'm not a drinker, but I'll become one. No, just kidding.
So, Cassandra, are you on the phone? Can you hear
Thanks, y'all.
Can you Bye, sweetie.
Hey,
Bye.
You have a beautiful Bye. House and a beautiful family.
Thank you.
You're
Cassandra,
welcome.
I see your little face on there. Maybe you're muted. Let me see.
Yeah, you cut her off now. That's that's what AA got you.
Oh, shush. Oh, shush.
You should have never told me that. I'm going to just have Tourette's with it.
Oh, my God. Poor Cassandra. This poor girl.
Oh.
But we got...
She's cute.
I couldn't even be an alcoholic if I wanted to. I do not have the gene pool for that.
Yeah. I have the gene
I come
pool
from a long
it, but...
line of beer makers in Czechoslovakia. Oh. Cassandra, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I see her face. I don't know. We're
Cassandra,
gonna,
are you there?
I already texted Cassandra and told her that we would.
I might have to go though.
We
I
would
might have to
no.
Leave.
I told her that we'd use her on the next podcast. Okay. And if you can hear us, I hope you can because we're looking at you. Because
one of us was
Cassandra. Stay away from horses and the back end of them. They do like to kick. I see horses around you for some reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so we'll
I'm
bring her back.
That.
We're gonna bring her back on the next one. She's actually a daughter of a Bahama mama.
Oh,
she's
so,
cute.
Yeah, she's adorable. Oh, they're all so fun. I had such a good time on that trip, and I just have to say that mm-hmm. I appreciate them bringing me, even though my son went to Vanderbilt, and they all hate Alabama over there.
Do they?
But Alabama won first place this year,
of
so
course.
I was among a bunch of winners. I literally...
Winning!
Yes, number one in national championship. Oh, and they were so sweet and so nice and fun, and they had all these rules, like, don't take a picture of me in a bathing suit or with a drink in my hand.
Yeah,
everybody has to clear
hide.
It.
Excuse me. Let's hide.
They weren't, you know, listen, they weren't over the top. Nobody fell down. Nobody threw up. It was fine.
Excellent.
It was
just,
I threw up, you know, on the ship.
And you weren't
yeah.
drunk, though.
It was just a cruise. Everybody mm-hmm. cool, just chilled out and had a good time.
I really
want
to go. I want to go
I didn't
time.
Do any of those things like where they go on the bar and they do the shots out of the
You didn't
know,
jump off the
monkey's
boat.
Ear and, nothing, you know, whatever.
I don't know what a monkey's ear is.
I don't know.
I'm not doing it.
Listen, it's...
As long as it's not
monkey's
a donkey's
ass.
Ass.
It's pretty much, they don't clean those shot glasses.
I'm
pretty
quite,
much a monkey's ass. So
I'm quite sure.
Yeah, no, it was.
My OCD's coming out now.
It was kind of fun, though, to be with a bunch of, you know, women with kids in college that, you know, are really, they all get along. No fights, no bitch slapping, nothing.
Great.
Nobody got mad at each other. And
nice.
No, it sounds fun.
Yeah, so it was good, and they were really fun. There's going to be more to come, I'm sure.
Excellent.
And also, thank you guys so much for doing this. And
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I'm going to harass you with my Tourette's via text all night.
Thank you for torturing us.
No, listen.
Let me pay back the favor. No, I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, let's pay it back. I have her number. You have her number. We'll just text all night.
I want to do therapy for Tan Mom, and I definitely...
Therapy, you think?
No, she's... Listen, she's...
No, I'm saying that, but...
She's got brain issues, too.
No,
like
that's a different issue, but that's not all that's going on there. The sidewaysness, you can talk all you want about abuse that has no relevance of anything.
She's still under getting abused.
Yeah, that has
well, she keeps trying to tell me that, and it's like,
is.
Well, what can I do?
But I really like her, and I want to meet her.
Yes.
And I think she made such an effort, like a sweetie pie, to get her hair done.
I know. And
she
I could,
did.
Well,
and
we were afraid we'd lose her. And,
yeah.
Well, you got to get on the connection.
I need
an easier dial-in number, maybe, for some people.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a way to do it. I don't know.
There is in a bigger studio that I use downtown, but I didn't
Nate knows a way to do it. He knows it, but he's hiding and he won't let me take his picture. So I'm going to put a spell on him.
It's because he's a vampire.
I know. I said I'm going to put a spell on him.
But you guys, I would love to just sit around and just chit chat with you guys and not even take calls one day because you're both so fascinating and
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, let's not take calls.
I love Rebecca.
I'm sorry. I'm kidding, audience. I'm just kidding.
No, you did a spectacular job. I think that you're
the calls.
She's giddy. She's not drinking yet either.
No, I don't drink at all. Drink. This is why I don't drink.
I know.
Because I'm fun on my own.
Don't judge me. And
no, I'm not. It's just the way you said I went and I left.
I love this. No, I understand.
No,
you got frustrated with her because that's...
No, it's not even frustrating. The energy makes me nuts.
So, Rebecca...
Mm-hmm.
We'll find you at RebeccaFearing.com, Dancing with Ghosts on LA Talk Radio.
Yeah, and she can call into Dancing with Ghosts, too. I do lots of readings for 2 hours on Dancing with Ghosts.
Yeah,
lots of
make her your first call.
Yeah.
We'll do it. We'll get it. we're going to do some more shows and we'll be back. And you can find us on drjudy.com, find the player there. You can also go to iTunes, subscribe, give us 5 stars, go to callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com, find all of the clairvoyance there, more shows and more to come. Hopefully we'll, you know, keep the spirits coming.
Where are they going?
Where are they going? They're coming to my house.
They're coming in my jalapeno.
They're coming to my house.
My
they're everywhere.
Oh. All right.
Is it off?
Until next time.
Oh, bye.
Thanks for listening to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Follow Susan on Twitter or Instagram at First Lady of Love. And check callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com for all the latest info and links to our cast of clairvoyants.
Welcome to the greatest health and fitness podcast in the world. Not even open for debate. The only podcast that isn't trying to push supplements on you or get you injured. Just the pursuit of health and fitness as a lifestyle. Dr. Drew Pinsky here, board certified physician.
Now we got to establish ourselves.
Yeah.
The greatest. We're declaring it today.
No, it's been well it's been established. Declared. Yeah.
Mike Catherwood has been on my ass for, what's today? About 4 years to do this podcast. And now here we are.
Well, Sly Stallone just walked in. Arnold's working out. The fucking meeting of the minds is going to happen. Yeah. And they do the buff guy handshake. Yes. They're like, this is great. No, this is great. Yes. And I'm like, oh, this is everything I ever dreamed of.
We have at Soul Patrol Pod on Twitter.
Nice. Drew, we got our own Twitter. We got our own Twitter feed now.
Wow.
At Soul Patrol Podcast on Facebook.
Join the Soul Patrol?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
honestly, thank you.